Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider down and in.
That was nasty.
Back foot slider. Fourth strikeout for Alsup. To Chase Alsup, 6 2/3 innings. Just another brilliant outing. Chase, once again, you had it going.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Last outing of the year. Arch rival. You're from Dothan. What does this rivalry mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot. Both my parents came up here to Auburn. I mean, I grew up coming to football games, every sporting event that I could think of, and the biggest game of the year was always playing Alabama. So to be able to get the series win against your rival, I mean, that's a really big deal.
Yeah. When you go out for the fourth inning, or rather when you go out for the fifth, things have changed a little bit. A sixth spot on the board. How much more momentum, how much more downhill are you pitching at that point?
I mean, at that point, it's pretty much just getting the ball in the zone, moving back and forth. I mean, kind of like we've done from the start. And just to see that you have enough guys behind you and that they support you by getting you those runs, it's a little bit easier. It takes some pressure off, and you can really focus on throwing it the big part of the plate.
Yeah. Thoughts on the way you have closed this season? These last four outings have been particularly strong, and just the position that you're in individually, in addition to how the team has done here the last couple of weeks.
No, I mean, it's all about the team. I mean, it's not, I can't do anything without the guys behind me, and I can't score the runs, so I got to rely on them. But to be able to do that and finish like we have recently, I mean, it's a really, really big deal for us.
Anything left in the tank when you came out, or did you leave on empty?
I pretty much emptied it up.
Yeah. All right. Fun to watch out there again tonight, Chase. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
Yes, sir. Thank you, War Eagle.
2-1. Fastball. Flied to right. Down the line. Long run. Hammeter. Diving try. Can't get it. It's down. It's fair. Fabian into second, sliding with another double. His ninth of the year. His third of the series. Derek Fabian, 3 hits, 4 times on base. You're on quite a tear right now. What is really clicking for you offensively?
Just sticking to the approach and, you know, having fun out there, a lot of confidence. That's kind of what's pushed me through this little stretch, so I'm just kind of rolling with it.
Yeah. Linking at bats together, say offense is contagious, particularly in the fourth and fifth innings tonight. What was the key offensively?
I think just putting good swings on balls in the zone. When we swing at pitches that are good to hit at, you know, I think that's when we're dangerous. When we swing at balls off the plate or up, down, you know, that's when it gets a little shaky, but we're dangerous in the zone.
Big play on a line drive defensively. Talk about your play in that infield there on the left side. You can play short, you can play third, and look comfortable really at either spot.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, all the hard work I've done and, you know, all the coaches putting, you know, work with me in. And I think just having fun on the defensive side as well. Like, not a lot of people think about it as having fun, but I enjoy it.
One game left in the season, a chance to sweep your arch rival. Early thoughts on the position that you guys are in after the first two games of this series.
Yeah, we're feeling good. You know, a little scared tonight, but it's always good. I think we're just going to come out tomorrow, have fun, enjoy the last one, and, you know, give it all we got.
Can't wait to come out and watch you in just, I guess, a few hours now. Thanks for the visit, Derek. War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle.
Second and third, two outs. Top of the ninth, Auburn 12, Alabama 11. The 2-2 to Gassetti. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Auburn wins the game. Murphy strikes out Snell and Gassetti, and the Tigers win the game, and the Tigers win the series. And Auburn will go for the sweep tomorrow. Auburn led by 10 runs in the seventh. Alabama scored 9 unanswered runs, had the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second as the game comes to a close, and with rain falling again at Plainsman Park, the Tigers win it. Auburn 12, Alabama 11.
Hayden Murphy, who the last game against Missouri, and now tonight you come on, you get those critical last outs. Talk about the mindset, Hayden, because tonight Alabama's trying to roll with all kind of momentum into that last inning, and you're the guy.
I mean, my whole focus was coming in there and get the first guy out. Even though that did not happen, that was still my approach and every pitch, trying to win every pitch and trying to get the guy up at the plate out. I mean, the guys that were on base until that last hitter, I was just thinking in my mind, get the guy at the plate out, and did that towards the end of the outing and came out with a win, so that was good.
What do you think is the biggest difference between how you're pitching now toward the end of your sophomore year and maybe midway or even the latter part of your freshman year last year?
Coach Thompson talks about it all the time, having confidence on the mound, and I've got a lot of confidence in myself and our team, and I think that's the big thing.
Yeah. In a situation like that where you got a team trying to rally, is there a big difference mentally between, all right, I've got the first out, but now I've got the second out, pitching with one out versus you just needing one more out in the game?
No, it's all attack on the hitter. I think attacking each hitter with the same mindset is our goal as a staff, and finishing guys when it matters. And I think that's what our whole entire staff, that's what Chase Alsop did today. He finished guys when it mattered, and I just tried to replicate that from his outing.
First thought that crossed your mind when you get strike three and the ball game is over?
That's a win. That's a big win. First home series win for our team this year, and that was exciting.
Yeah, certainly was. Well said. Thank you very much. Congratulations on this one, Hayden. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
11 Tigers batted in the fourth. Ballou, the eighth man to bat here in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a drive to right field. He may have done it again. He has done it again. Ballou is homered for a second straight game. It's 12-2 Tigers on the eighth home run of the season for Cade Ballou. Yes, sir. Coach, congratulations. It took a while, but we got there. It's a series win over Alabama. What a game tonight.
Had them all the way, right? I think the first thing you would say is our players play for Coach Thompson. And you saw that right there when he got thrown out of the game. I don't think he planned on that. And the response that our players had to go out there and really step up the intensity level shows a lot about the respect they have for their head coach.
Chase Alsop was brilliant, 6 2/3 tonight, and what an effort in his last outing of the year.
Yeah, he's loved Auburn his whole life, and he's pitching great. And, man, they're just, you got two outs and nobody on right there, and you wanted so bad for him to be able to do it right there. And, they got a couple guys going on. They got a couple guys on base, and we had to get him. But what an outing. What a tone that he set.
Offensively, you get the two big innings together. 20 guys come to the plate in the fourth and fifth innings combined, and you're able to link some at-bats together.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anybody that says momentum's not real, tonight was an example of we had momentum for a few innings, and we were flying high, and it felt like everything happened was good. They had a ball go off their glove down the right field corner. We had balls falling in, and then every ball it seemed like they hit late in the game. They got that momentum back, and fortunately we were able to finish the game with a win.
They're playing with a lot of desperation with postseason on the line and things of that nature. What does it take what did it take tonight to finally, slam that door and Hayden Murphy close it out?
I mean, this is Alabama, and it's a huge rivalry. We think it's one of the biggest rivalries in sports. It's a good team. And our guys, every time we play, whether we're right in the thick of things or not, we play to win. And we came to the park today trying to win a baseball game against a good team. And fortunately, we were able to do that.
So take a minute here and talk about the grounds crew and everybody that works around the program to see the amount of rain that we got in this area today from about 9 in the morning until 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and to be able to play this game tonight, even though it was delayed by an hour, says a lot about that crew.
It didn't feel like we were going to play for a while in the afternoon, and it was just so wet. Fortunately, the rain let up and some stuff pushed away, but we just have amazing people that will do anything. I mean, you had guys drilling holes in the outfield trying to get water dry. Trained, and you have a full crew. I mean, I bet there's 10 people here working on this field right now, and we'll try to get it ready for another game tomorrow. But you could never have had a game to be played today if it wasn't for the work of those people.
All right, early thoughts on coming out tomorrow and trying to go for the sweep?
Yeah, so you can kind of look, and there's a few guys that didn't get in there, so you probably start the game with a Herbert Holes or something like that. I'd wait to confirm, but and you just got to go try to win one game, right? It's the last game of our season, and come out and try to get a good start and keep some momentum that maybe we got back on the last pitch. It felt like maybe we got a little momentum back on the last pitch, and try to get off to a good start like we did once or twice this weekend.
Let me sneak one more in on you. Ty Malden moving to first base and coaching there when you came to the dugout. Just a few words about him and that transition and how smooth that went tonight.
Yeah, he's a son of a coach. He loves watching the game, thinking the game. So that was simple. And we just thought, you know, Gabe does such an amazing job running the offense, and I really can't help him from the dugout or first base. He's running that thing, and it was just a chance for maybe us to talk a little bit about some of the pitching stuff or some of the moves with Everett in the dugout. So Ty is simple. You know he's going to do it great, and it makes us able to make a move or two to try to get some people in some different spots.
Congratulations, Coach. Thank you for the visit. War Eagle.
Thanks, War Eagle.